Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in to the happy hour.
Always happier on the final day of the week.
It is for us. It is the final day of the week. We will not have a show, obviously, tomorrow or Friday.
I'm sad about that.
You can come in Friday.
Yeah, you're welcome to come
in. I'll bring you some stuffing waffles.
I'm not. Nah, just about to say, I'll try it, but nah.
he thought twice.
Yes, he did.
We have a fantabulous game show to get to, Chris.
Yes, we do. And we have a couple of contestants to get to because you guys will be representing them in the fantabulous game show today. And the winner will qualify for that fabulous Las Vegas vacation. So let's go to Terry, who's out there in Mission Valley.
Hello.
Terry, how are you this evening? Thanks for calling in. You're the first caller, so I don't know if that's good news or not, but you get to choose whether you think Scraby will win tonight's fantabulous game show or whether you would like to root for Tony Gwynn Jr. And they're both here listening to who you select, so.
I'll go with Tony.
Going with Tony. All right. Terry, you got Tony.
Appreciate you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry,
right,
for not picking me.
Scraby's very mad now. Terry is Tony, and Aaron is our other contestant. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Aaron, who would you like to choose to win, Scraby or...
Wait, I thought I was the only choice.
Yes, you are.
I got Scraby, right?
You'll take Scraby. All right, good for you.
I
just wanted to make it sound positive that you're actually choosing Scraby. I will say this, all right, so Aaron, stay on hold. Terry, you guys are there. And this is a free shot for either of you two guys to win this fabulous Vegas vacation by having your player win Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Here's the way the game show works. There are 14 correct answers to this question today, which is an even number, which could be problematic. However, there are 5 2-point answers, so there's a total of 19 points available. And I will tell you the category in just a second, and we'll go back and forth. We will start with Tony, just because Scraby's been winning lately. So I'll give Tony the first crack at it.
Do we want the open?
There's an open for Chris's Sports Fantabulous
Game
Show.
It's a great one, too.
Let's get it.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm going to go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And
wow.
It starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, very good, Scraby.
Thank you.
That is a good open.
That was wink.
All right, so the 19 points up for grabs. Tony will pick first. And whoever gets to 10 points first will win.
Okay.
Today's Sports Fantabulous Game Show. The category today, which neither of you knew beforehand.
Nope.
Super Bowl winning head coaches this century.
Easy money.
We'll see. There are 14 different guys who have coached a team to a Super Bowl victory this century, starting with the 2000 season. 9 of the coaches are active, still
this
coaching.
Century.
This
man.
Century, yeah, this
I'd,
century.
I'm glad you clarified.
No, this century, starting in 2000.
Tony's like,
was in the 19th.
Did you think it was next century?
Tony's like, Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
I had all kinds of names rolling through my head.
Trouble.
The Big Tuna was in there.
You would have been off to a good start. There are 9 coaches that have won a Super Bowl that are active. Each of those answers would give you 1 point. There are 5 coaches who have won a Super Bowl this century that are no longer coaching. Those guys would give you 2 points.
That are no longer coaching.
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
9 of them are active.
Thank you.
5 of them are not.
Okay.
If you get one of the guys that are not, you get 2 points for that answer.
What's he Googling over there?
Oh, I don't think he's Googling. That would take away a lot of fun from the game. All right, Tony, who's your first coach from the century, the 21st century, to win a Super Bowl?
How about Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick, he's won 6 of them, but he's active, so that'll only get you 1 point. But that still gets you on the board. Scraby, how about you?
I'm going for a 2-pointer to take the lead, and that would be Mr. Brian Billick.
Brian Billick.
Good
wow,
call.
That is really coming out
of nowhere.
He got
one at the beginning of 2000.
He won the first
yeah.
one
yeah.
in exactly. 2000.
Exactly.
Belichick, by the way, won in 2001, 3, 4, 14, 16, and 18.
Let's get that one out the way. Let's get that one out the way.
Unbelievable. All right, so yes, Scraby and Aaron take the lead 2-1 over Tony/Terry. Tony, it's your selection now. You want a Super Bowl winning coach from this century.
Oh, man.
Don't be getting a strike on me already. A little early for that.
It is a little early. Give me Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll, 2013 Seattle Seahawks. Still active, worth 1 point. Scraby, you're up.
Okay.
Score is 2-2, but Scraby now has the edge because he's picking. Who do you like here, Scraby, for the next Super Bowl winning coach from this century?
I'm trying to think.
You're trying to get another 2-pointer.
Well, I'll go with the easy one. I can't go with the 2-pointer yet, but Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. He won last year, so that's good. 2019, Scraby takes the lead 3-2. And you guys have named 4 coaches. There are 10 correct answers remaining. It does. It's one of those topics that, like, when you first hear it, you go,
you think
I know
you got
all
it.
These guys.
Right. You think you got
but
it.
But then you start thinking, and it's like, well.
I can't even remember who won the Super Bowl at this point.
I can't remember a lot of their names. I see their faces. I just can't see their names. How about a 2-pointer right here?
Oh, 2-pointer.
No. Oh, no.
Give me Mr. Dungy.
Tony Dungy is a 2-point answer.
Wow.
With the Indianapolis Colts in 2006. He's now retired.
Damn.
And that gives Tony the lead 4-3. Or wait. Yes,
four to three.
I had it wrong here. Okay.
Well, you can just go ahead and put me back in the lead. Because...
Oh, you got a 2-pointer?
Oh, yeah. I just left my head for a second, and now it's back. It's back.
All right.
John Fox.
Who's that?
Denver Broncos head coach.
John Fox would get you the first strike of the game. He is not a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Oh, that's right. He got fired.
I'm glad you said fire. I thought you said we're getting ready to go down a different route there.
John Fox gets you a strike. It gets you no points.
Oh,
it keeps Tony in the lead 4-3.
I think I'm
going
to go ahead.
It's Tony's turn.
I think I'm going to expand this by another 2 points.
You got another 2-pointer?
Give me Mr. Coughlin, please.
Tom Coughlin, 2-pointer, 2007 and 2011.
He's not active, though. He's not a general manager.
Score is 6-3 now. Tony has opened up the lead. By the way, just as a little aside, Tom Coughlin is the only other coach besides Belichick to win multiple Super Bowls in this century. He won 2.
Oh, okay. I got one.
Beating
got
Belichick
one.
Both times, which is kind of strange.
I
all right,
one.
So the score is 6-3. But I like that last one that Scraby did. All right, I got a 2-pointer. John Fox.
I really thought he was on there.
Yeah, you did.
All right, who are you going with?
I'm trying to think if I'm going to go with this guy or if I'm going to go with the guy who.
Just you better not. You better. Why don't you go with somebody who won a Super Bowl? That would be good.
What about Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin's correct.
Took that one for me.
Got his in 2008 for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's crazy.
He's active. I know, that was 12 years ago that Mike Tomlin won
ago.
That Super Bowl. That's strange. All right, so Tony leads 6-4. Scraby has 1 strike. Seven have been named. Believe it or not, guys, there's still seven more coaches out there.
There's seven more human beings that I can't think of.
Do we know? Can you tell us how many more are active? How many
I
more?
I can. There are five active coaches that have won a Super Bowl that you haven't named. And there are two that are no longer coaching that have won a Super Bowl. Seven total correct answers right now. Tony leads 6-4. This game's getting tough.
It is.
It's a good matchup, though. I like this is about as hard as I like the game to be. I like you to be able to get a bunch, but you know, not coming to you. You're going to be kicking yourself when you get some of the answers that you haven't come up with, obviously. Because as soon as you hear the name, you'll go, oh, of course. Yes, I remember that. But it's hard to think of off the top of your head.
I got one.
Oh, he's got one.
How about Jim's brother, John Harbaugh?
John Harbaugh, winner, 2012 Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, I had to dig deep for that one.
I was dug deep and got it.
I was holding that one for when I didn't have one. But
well, now you...
Now you don't have one.
What's the score?
There's six left, 7-4. Tony leads.
Wait, 7-4?
Yes, you had an
when
X.
When the heck did that
you
happen?
You missed, and I got a
you
two-pointer.
You missed. You both have had a two-pointer. In fact, Tony's had two two-pointers. And you've had one, and you had a miss.
Well, ain't that some...
Isn't that...
Bleep.
Yeah. So you need to come up with something. You're down 7-4,
okay.
And you have a strike.
Okay. All right.
There's six coaches left. Four of them are active.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go with the one that I have. It's John Gruden.
John Gruden's correct. Very good.
He won one?
2002,
Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay
here
Bucks.
Here in San Diego.
Right here in San Diego. That is correct.
Yeah, I look at Tony looking
Dungy
at me.
Dungy took over the team and ended up winning.
No, Dungy won with Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Gruden took over for Dungy.
It was the other
way
around.
And won in Tampa Bay.
You know
and then they
funny?
Said, well, Dungy can't win. And then Dungy ended up winning later on.
I started to take, say, John Gruden before I said...
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh, but I was like, wait, he lost with the Raiders, and then that wasn't actually right.
No, he was with Tampa that time, and he beat the Raiders, who he had been coaching. Anyway, the score is 7-5. It's getting really down to the nitty-gritty here. There are 5 coaches left. 2 two-pointers are still left.
Oh, my God.
A couple of guys that won Super Bowls that are no longer at. Uh-oh. Tony's had an epiphany.
Peterson. Eagles.
Doug Peterson, 2017, winner.
I had to scramble for that one, too.
Tony gets up to 8-5 with one strike only in the game. There are 4 coaches left, 2 active, 2 that are not active.
I got to think of someone who's not active. Gosh,
there's 4 Super Bowls left. I cannot give you the years or the teams. That would be a giveaway.
All right.
But it's in this century. Aaron and Terry are on the line, hanging on for dear life. Terry's got an 8-5 lead. He's that close to going to Vegas. But I can tell you, or not going to Vegas, but qualifying, Terry. I don't want to jump the gun here. Qualifying for the trip to Vegas. But I will tell you this, Terry. I'm looking, Scraby's turn right now, but I'm looking at Tony. He's thinking really, really hard about his next one. All right, Scrab, I gave you enough time.
I hope this hasn't been said yet, but...
Oh, I hope it has so he can get another strike.
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy is correct. Not an easy one because he's now with Dallas, but he won with Green Bay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With 2010. Mike McCarthy might be the worst coach on the list here. To win just to throwing that out there. All right, the score is now 8-6, and we are really at the nitty-gritty
now.
Yeah,
we are.
We have 3 coaches left. One is active. 2 are not active. And Tony, with an 8-6 lead, needs... If you come up with one of the 2 non-active ones... The game is over.
I'm gonna give it a shot at one of these these.
He's going for the non-active.
Oh, no.
If he gets it, Terry, you qualify for the Vegas trip for that distinct honor. Tony Gwynn's answer is
No, I can't go with it.
Oh, he doesn't.
I can't go with it.
Wow, you got Terry's hopes all.
I'd rather
listen to Scraby over there.
Wow,
I'd rather get the point here.
All right,
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton is right
that
for
is
one
my
point.
One.
That's right. The score is 9-6. But remember, you need 10 to win. Or 3 strikes and you're out. And we're down to 2 coaches who have won a Super Bowl. First of all, guys, let me say, fantastic job. You've worked really hard to get there, but you've got 12 of the 14 coaches that have won a Super Bowl this century. That is really good. But you still got two left. Neither of them are active. They're both two-pointers. And, Scraby, you're up.
I am drawing a massive blank right now. Tony looks like he got one.
No, I'm going to be guessing here from this point.
gosh.
You're going to be hoping. There's two guys left. Both are no longer coaching. I can't really give you any clues because I think I could send you down a path if I gave you something.
Did Jim Caldwell win one?
I don't know. Is that your answer?
Yes.
What's your answer?
Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell?
The guy who coached the Colts?
The Jim Caldwell?
Yes.
And the Lions?
And the Lions? Yeah. Yes, he won one with the Lions.
No, he did not.
He definitely didn't win one with the Lions.
Give yourself another buzzer. Jim Caldwell did not.
I thought
not.
Maybe he snuck in there on like an
interim. He didn't sneak in there.
He did.
That's two strikes for Scraby.
Oh.
Tony, it's there for you if you can think of either of these two coaches who are neither of them are active. You win the game the right way if you come up with one of these. Otherwise, you have to rely on Scraby getting another strike, which is another way to win.
Did Lovie Smith win one?
Lovie Smith! No, he lost to Tony Dungy.
Rex Grossman.
So that is the first strike for Tony. All right, Scraby, you're up against it now.
God.
It's 9-6. You basically need to come up with both of these because you have two strikes. Tony, you don't have to do anything else at all, really, other than hope that Scraby misses one of these two. Tony has a 9-6 lead. Scraby, there's two coaches, neither of whom are still coaching, that won Super Bowls this century. You need to name one now to stay in the game.
Oh, I don't know what year this was.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think it is.
All right.
I'm
going to give you a little time. Aaron is counting on you.
He is counting on me.
We have really nothing else to do between now and 7 o'clock, so just take your time.
I like Tony said, I see
the
faces.
Really?
I do.
To me, it seems if you saw the faces, you'd get the names.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. Give me a second.
But I shouldn't even say that. Because anything could clue you in onto these.
I really...
It's so hard. It's so easy for me looking at the list, but that's the only way this is easy. There's probably people driving around right now
yelling it.
Blah, 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 blah. But
I
still say you guys have done a great job getting 12 out of 14. Not easy to do, you know, off the top of your head.
Someone just texted me. I really want to see who that was because
they're
trying to give me an answer.
They're trying to help you with texting.
I really want to see what that answer was. All right.
You're going to have to come up with an answer. Oh, my God. Did you just have an epiphany?
Yes, I did.
Who?
Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren
is a buzzer.
Give yourself a final strike. The game is That's three strikes. You're out.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
Was Bill Parcells really one of them?
No, Parcells was the other century. Terry, you have qualified for the Vegas vacation.
Nice
congratulations,
work,
Terry. Pick Tony Gwynn Jr.
Stay there, Terry.
And it paid off. Stay there, Terry. Scraby will get your information.
Oh, Aaron just hung up like he was mad at me.
Well,
he probably was.
There's always just
there's not going to be a next time.
There's always what ever again?
Well, not for this category.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give you the two coaches,
please.
The first one, you guys are really going to be mad at yourselves because he's on television every Sunday.
Is it my man from Pittsburgh?
Bill Cowher.
I could not. That's the face I kept seeing.
Oh, you
seeing.
Me too.
And I could not remember his name. I knew he got one like early 2000.
2005.
Yeah.
Steelers.
That was his last one.
They beat the Seahawks.
That was
his only one.
That's why I was thinking that the Seahawks.
No, I'm saying that was his last year, I think.
Oh, then he stepped away.
He did.
I was seeing his face. I'm like, and I didn't want to say he's on CBS.
You know what?
Because I didn't want you to figure it out. But I'm like, he's on the pregame show like every Sunday.
He is. You had it.
Odd Thomas was the one who texted me.
Odd Thomas
trying
texted
to give you answers.
The answer that wasn't John Fox.
It wasn't John Fox. I didn't see any of these, but I was honestly thinking about this guy, Gary Kubiak.
Yeah, that's the other one. Gary Kubiak was the unknown coach of the Peyton Manning Broncos in 2015.
Yep.
Honestly, Gary Kubiak, I don't even think he coached that team. I think he showed up for work every day. And Peyton Manning ran that team to a Super Bowl title. So, yeah, you guys did really remarkably well. Tony, congratulations. You are the winner. Let's see a little...
He's salsaing in the studio.
Salsa dance in the studio for his victory. Because you've done it every time you've won.
And I figured you wanted an in-person salsa dance.
No, I don't want one.
After you took that hot L, as Shannon Sharp likes to say.
This served hot. This once again proves the theory that
in studio.
Scraby, I don't know, has ever won one of these things in studio, face-to-face with Tony.
You know what this could be like?
You beat him on the phone all the time.
This could be like playing baseball games in the bubble. Like, no fans.
Oh, right.
Guys perform.
No fans, no pressure.
All of a
Scraby
sudden, the
play.
Fans show up, the lights turn on, and it's a different guy.
I think it could very well be the case. Could very well be the case. All right,
tell
fantastic
Thomas he's
job
a sucker for trying to get you the answers, too.
He did.
Yeah.
He didn't
Odd
actually
Thomas.
Give me the answers.
Yeah, because you didn't look at your phone. If you'd have looked at your phone, you'd have all the answers.
I'm
Odd Thomas, don't do that, man.
I can't be a cheater.
You're a sucker, Thomas.
We got to go to break.
All right, we'll go to break. Tony's the champ. Terry takes advantage. He qualifies for the trip to Vegas. Gwen and Chris continues after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, congratulations again to Terry. Jumping on the Tony Gwynn Jr. bandwagon there in Chris's fantabulous game show. Quick note to pass along before we get to the bottom of the hour. The Welsh Rugby Union has given the go-ahead for games of touch and junior tag rugby to take place between clubs with immediate effect.
I love that news.
Yeah, the community rugby came to a close in March. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, 2021 season has been on hold, although clubs have been allowed to train in limited fashion. But now the Welsh Rugby Union says touch and tag games can take place between teams in the same districts. And if you're out there wondering why in the world would I read that story, it's because we listen to our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Our friends.
And we had a friend call in. Last break, somewhere along the line, said, love the show, but I'd love a little more rugby news.
He did.
And we all went, what?
Well, I said,
like,
okay.
Really? Right. You want some rugby news? So there you have it, sir. Some rugby news.
Have you guys ever...
And that is a story that, by the way, came out today on BBC Sports website. So that is up-to-the-minute rugby information for
Very
you.
Very well done. Very well done. Have you guys ever actually played rugby before?
No, way too wimpy for that, man. I was too wimpy for football, and you got to wear pads. So I certainly wasn't going to play rugby with no pads. No, not me.
All right,
we got to take a quick timeout. We're at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll come back, wrap things up here before our Thanksgiving holiday. So stick around. More Gwen and Chris with Crisello and Tony Gwynn Jr. on 97.3 The Fan.
The crack of the bat, the call from the umpire, the smell of peanuts and hot dogs.
Gone for Manny, gone the tie, 2-1 San Diego.
97.3 The Fan is the home of the San Diego Padres.
Ball going, and that is ball gone. Home run, E. Hosmer.
6:35 as we take you in for the rest of the week. No show tomorrow, obviously Thanksgiving, no show Friday, so... You know, before we send you to this last interview, we will be saying happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Enjoy the family and the time off. And listen, we've all had a rough 2020 for everybody. And take this time to enjoy the little bit of family you do get around. Obviously, we're not allowed to gather like we normally would during this time. But
don't smile or have any fun, because Scrabe, you'll be there in a second.
I'm not the fun police. I'm
the
COVID cop.
By the way, this hour is brought to you by San Diego County BMW Centers. Hurry into the BMW Road Home Sales event to receive a credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Now through November 30th, contact a San Diego County BMW Center today for details, or visit sdcountybmw.com. As I was saying, you know what? Here's the interview We'll say our goodbyes before we get out of here. But first, here's some traffic. Kelly Dent.
Going out to the SDCCU fan hotline and talking about the remarkable story of Helix High School, San Diego's own Alex Smith, and joining us from the Washington Post, our good friend Sam Fortier here. Happy Thanksgiving, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me on again. It's good to catch up.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And I'll tell you, Alex Smith's story, I think it's getting a little bit not overlooked. Certainly, I'm sure not there in Washington, D.C., but, you know, there's so many other things happening in the league and the coronavirus situation and the fact that the whole NFC East is all struggling to win games. And that's a crazy thing. But, I mean, this Alex Smith thing really should be applauded and appreciated by everybody, because where he came from to being back as a starting quarterback and now winning games and throwing for over 300 yards, it's really something special.
Yeah, of course. And for me, you know, coming on to the beat this year, this is my first year covering it. One of the first things I did when I, you know, got this job was I ended up watching that ESPN documentary about Alex's leg. And honestly, I mean, when you watch that, it's hard to watch. I mean, even for me, it was
super,
you know, you
hard.
Get kind of squeamish looking at it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's funny, like, you know, a couple of days later, you know, he's up there at a press conference talking about trying to come back and, you know, about how he wants to do this, not just for him, for his family, so he can show his kids that you can do it. And he said, you know, I would have had a hard time going on with my life, you know, if I hadn't tried to do this, if I hadn't given it everything I could. And you know, I have a lot of respect for that. But even, you know, when he comes back out onto the field, you just get a little, you get a little tense because, you know, what happened when he was out there. So just for me being in year one, watching this, watching his kind of remarkable story, it's just been a surreal experience because he has done everything that he said he could do. And that I don't think a lot of other people thought he could.
Sam, I can relate to that feeling you're talking about. I remember watching him trot onto the field for the first game that he's back in, and they pan to his wife, and I'm watching her.
Ugh.
just seemed like she was the most uncomfortable person in the building watching her husband on the field, and I couldn't really watch the rest of him out there performing. Like, I had to turn into a different game because I was afraid something was going to happen. Have we moved past that part? Because I feel like everybody was kind of in the same boat watching Alex Smith. Everybody who watched that documentary all walked away probably feeling the same way, like, man, I don't know if this is going to be able to be done. But he trots back out on that field, and he's had a 300-yard game. Have we gotten past that point now where he comes on the field and everybody's, like, holding their breath almost?
It's funny you say that, because the first game he comes back, Kyle Allen, the starter, gets injured, and he comes back in against the Rams, that defensive line.
Right.
And I want to say the third or fourth snap,
Aaron Donald jumped on his back.
Man, I've been at some crazy sporting events, you know, some really close Chargers games, game 7 of the World Series. I have never been in a press box that reacted to something as viscerally as that moment when Aaron Donald jumps on his back. Like literally the entire, if there were fans in the stadium, like, I would imagine everyone would have had a collective, you know, just, you know, big intake of breath like that. Since then, it's funny because, you know, for, you know, people that are around him every day, his, you know, his teammates, the writers, it has become a little bit normalized. You know,
right.
you stop saying, like, okay, he's going to take this big hit, but it's funny to see, you know, even other teams or other writers, you know, come in and they just say, you know, it's just different watching this in person, you know, watching him out there and seeing, you know, him try to avoid the pass rush. But in terms of for Alex, for this team, I think for people that are around him every day, yes, we have moved past that. You're starting to talk about things like, hey, you know, maybe Alex Smith can throw that deep ball. Maybe this is the guy, you know, maybe he does fit in this offense. I think that's what we're talking about now, which is certainly a step forward.
Sam Fortier from the Washington Post, following not only the football team, but the amazing recovery of Alex Smith. Has he ever said that he ever got close to saying to himself, because I didn't watch the documentary. I didn't think I could handle it, honestly. And so I never heard whether – how close did he ever get to saying, oh, my goodness, maybe I really shouldn't try to play football again? And I mean, you got his doctor, the team physician, basically saying, you know, anything beyond saving his leg right now is going to be a miracle. I mean, that was a quote from back when this whole thing happened and the infection took place. I mean, did he ever think twice about it, or was he go all the way?
Yeah, I mean, certainly even now he'll say that he had dark days. You know, he'll hint at you know, that first year. For really the entire year, he didn't know if he could walk again. He didn't know if he could, you know, play with his kids in the backyard. That was kind of the thing that his goal was, you know, to be able to move around for his kids to play with them. And then I think after you get past, okay, you know, this is going to be a thing that I can do again, that's when he sort of retrained his sights on, hey, I want to get back on the field. I want to, you know, throw a pass. I want to take a snap. I want to do all of those incremental things. And it's funny, you know, we asked him the other day, you know, now he has started. Now he has thrown a touchdown pass. Now he has had a win. You know, all those milestones are kind of passed. So what is the next thing he's going to look forward to? What's the next goal he wants to hit? And he was like, honestly, you know, now I just want to be a regular starter in this league. And he doesn't have a number or a milestone that he wants to hit. He just wants this to become a normal part of his life. And I think the goal for him is to make not everyone forget that he had this injury, but for it to be a subplot in his larger story.
That's certainly what it sounds like. It certainly seems like that's been his motivation since he's been on the field. And we know all of us out here in San Diego are certainly pulling for him. Now, with Kyle Allen going out and Alex Smith coming in, that leaves the first-round pick from a year ago, Dwayne Haskins, still kind of learning the ropes, I guess, as a backup now. What's his future look like at this point? Because it's going to be hard to remove Alex Smith if he's putting up 300-yard games weekly like this. And this offense has looked a lot better since, honestly, he's taken over that starting position. What are we to make of Dwayne Haskins at this point?
This is a very good, important question, because I think the discussion nationally around Dwayne Haskins is, hey, you know, why aren't you playing this guy? You need to figure out what you have on the field in order to determine, you know, what the arc of this franchise is moving forward. Who is the quarterback of the future? And I think that misses two key points. The first is that Ron Rivera is basically saying, one, we are not going to tank. We are going to do everything we can to win the division. And I think that you can argue, or I think that he argues, that instead of a better draft pick, this hypothetical prospect, he is saying that he wants to build a win-now culture and that the locker room will get better because of that in the long run.
Saw that with the Dolphins last year.
Exactly, exactly. The second point is that Dwayne Haskins, the thing that they're looking from him is not on the field. They understand he has elite. This is a very good, important question, because I think the discussion nationally around Dwayne Haskins is, hey, you know, why aren't you playing this guy? You need to figure out what you have on the field in order to determine, you know, what the arc of this franchise is moving forward. Who is the quarterback of the future? And I think that misses two key points. The first is that Ron Rivera is basically saying, one, we are not going to tank. We are going to do everything we can to win the division. And I think that you can argue, or I think that he argues, that instead of a better draft pick, this hypothetical prospect, he is saying that he wants to build a win-now culture and that the locker room will get better because of that in the long run.
Saw that with the Dolphins last year.
Exactly, exactly. The second point is that Dwayne Haskins, the thing that they're looking from him is not on the field. They understand he has elite, you know, arm talent. He has something that you're born with. But the reason why they benched him, and Ron Rivera, you know, at first gave a bunch of different reasons, but has since, when he's talked to the media nationally, locally, he's really focused in on the fact that he benched Dwayne Haskins because he was not working hard. The thing that we've come to learn is Alex Smith and Kyle Allen were beating him to the building. Teammates asked Dwayne Haskins to work harder, to prepare better, and he did not respond, according to you know, multiple people that we've talked to. So really, it's not even that they need to see him on the field. They need to see him in the backup role, preparing. They need to see him, you know, do those things that put him in position to use his talent. Ron Rivera said pretty bluntly a couple weeks ago, talent can take you so far, but really what separates these guys at the NFL level is who can work hard. So if Dwayne shows that he can work hard enough, then maybe we'll get to see him on the field. But you know, hey, we need to see him on the field. We need to prepare for the future. That is besides the point at this juncture for this team and Dwayne Haskins.
Well, Sam, the follow-up to that question is, have they seen that? I mean, he's been in his backup role, third string role, for a while now. Have they started to see any of that from their end?
It's a good question. Ron Rivera has played coy about it publicly. As far as we understand, he has improved work. You know, his work ethic has improved. His preparation has improved. How much, it's difficult to say, especially in a year like this when we're not in the locker room.
Right.
But I would imagine that, you know, let's say that this team ultimately falls out of playoff contention or really division contention. But if this team takes a step backward, I would imagine that we'll see Dwayne later in the year if he has worked hard enough, I think, to earn that shot. Because I think this team does understand if there were to be a future quarterback on the roster, it's obviously Dwayne. But can Dwayne take that step? I do think you have to give him a chance to prove that it translates onto the field.
Right.
But it is difficult to do that when you're telling your players, hey, we're going to do everything we can to win.
Yeah. At least for now, it's Alex Smith's job, and he's earned it. And Washington has a shot. I mean, they're a half game out of first place. Big game tomorrow, and I know that it's not – people are kind of making fun of this game because it's 3-7 versus 3-7. But I think there's something to enjoy watching this game, and that's just watching Alex Smith perform. I mean, I think that's worthwhile, especially for the folks here in San Diego. While I have you, and I know you appreciate the time you spent with us, but we're all still kind of wondering out here – how long is it going to be the Washington football team? Is it really, truly going to be like a whole nother season? Are they really going to hang on that? Or are they going to get their act together and try to come up with a logo and a new nickname?
The timeline is unclear. The new team president, Wright, he has made a big deal of soliciting fan feedback, doing this the right way. So really, it is kind of an undetermined process. We've heard maybe it'll go through next year, maybe it won't. But I think the thing that is notable is that there has been a lot of talk, especially around the team, that they might actually stick with the Washington football team, long-term, that this might be their actual plan going forward. I know that is pretty divisive among the fan base here. They just installed like some pretty big signage on the team facility, and they've made investments certainly in calling themselves the Washington football team and even out at the stadium. So this might be a permanent thing, but I do think that there is a fair chance that we're going to see this thing long term.
Wow. All right. Well, that's going to be great. Because
Washington FT.
I mean, we're way out here in San Diego, for heaven's sakes. And between Tony and I, we say the word Redskins at least 10 times a week. So I got to believe that people back on the East Coast say it more than that. So anyway, that's our own personal hell we have to go through, I guess. So
it's funny because, I used to cover the Chargers, and I think everybody was trying to figure out, okay, we're not going to call them San Diego anymore. Now I cover this team and nobody calls them by their actual name either. So it is funny how long these things take to transition.
I'm still transitioning sometime from
San
Diego.
We still say San Diego Chargers. We still say Washington Redskins. Heck, I still say the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah,
that's going back three renditions. So, hey, Sam, thanks so much for your time. Always fun talking with you. Enjoy the rest of the season. Give Alex Smith a happy hello from everybody in San Diego. I called his high school championship games on television here in town when he had Reggie Bush in the backfield for Helix High School. So we all go way back. I mean, I don't know him, but I mean, I called his game and I remember watching him play. So I know everybody in San Diego is cheering for him, and it's a great story. And I appreciate you sharing it again with us. Thanks so much, Sam.
Of course. Do you guys actually have? Do you guys have time for one more quick story?
Yeah,
of course.
Please.
Sure.
So I just found this out, but so Washington's their big safety, Landon Collins, got hurt a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
They had to start this rookie named Cam Curl, 7th-round pick from Oklahoma. But I was, so I did a story about him, and I called his dad. His name's Greg Curl, and he was telling me that he was in the Navy when he was growing up, when he was a young adult.
Right.
And he said that he happened to have his apartment in San Diego, in La Mesa, actually overlooked the Helix High School field, practice field.
Huh.
And this was when Alex Smith and Reggie Bush were going to those state championship games, like you talked about. So he said he would, you know, he's a big football guy, so he would sometimes hold his son Cam. You know, they'd sit out on this balcony, they'd watch, you know, the team practice. And now, you know, 20 years later, Cam Curl is a rookie playing safety on the same team that his dad watched the quarterback
play
high school.
That's awesome.
So
yeah.
Pretty unbelievable, but I thought you guys might appreciate that. So when you see Cam Curl, the strong safety, starting tomorrow, you know, there's just a funny connection, you know, way back in some high school football in La Mesa.
That's amazing.
That's legit.
That is. All right, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks again. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Sam 48, Washington Post, on the SDCCU fan hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card, and you could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. All right. We are coming to the end of our week and the start of some Thanksgiving food here soon.
Starting tonight.
Yes.
Gobble, gobble. My wife starts whipping up some of the side dishes tonight, so I'll probably eat half of what she makes tonight. She'll have to make another. And she'll go to bed, and I'll eat half the apple pie. She'll have to make another one tomorrow. So I like to get started early.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Get started early.
I did that one time.
Did you?
My mom was not too happy with me. Not too happy.
Yeah, no, you, if you walk into the kitchen while the women in my family are cooking and the food is not done, there's a chance you could walk away with holes in your hand or something. So
think they stab you with a fork?
Like, get out of here. You get
hit
with, they drive a hard bargain. But
the Alicia Gwynn that I knew, softy back
yeah,
in the day.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure too. She would never think to stab anybody with a fork.
Yeah, so as I was saying before we went to the interview, make sure you get some time in with your loved ones. We aren't getting to spend this Thanksgiving the same way we have gotten to spend past Thanksgiving because...
Yeah, there's no Thursday night football game tomorrow night. Gosh, what are
too.
We supposed to do?
That too. But make sure you enjoy it. The blessings that we do have...
We still have them.
We still have
We just
them.
Haven't noticed them as much
right.
lately.
We've been focused on a lot of craziness going yeah. on, but these are the times we should take the time to...
Yes, but that doesn't mean don't be safe and be smart,
exactly.
too, because we still got to stick it out for another, hopefully in only a couple of months. I mean, you're starting to hear about all these vaccines coming out. Let's get there as healthy as we can
right.
so that we can, as many of us can get a vaccine as possible.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, let's not lose too many more people on this thing, guys. Gals.
As we said, last show of the week, we will see you Monday.
I'm going to go home and see Jane the dog.
You should walk and say, hey, Jane, how you doing?
Oh, I probably will.
Can you call her Tinkerbell just to see if maybe...
Absolutely not.
Right, you guys, enjoy the rest of your evening today. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll be back at it on Monday. You guys have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.